If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hi, I hope you've been enjoying the most recent episodes of Words to That Effect. I certainly had a lot of fun playing Dungeons & Dragons to make the last one. It's been a few weeks since that episode, and I wanted to update you on where things are. As you're probably aware, the podcast takes a ridiculous amount of time to make, like 30 plus hours per episode to research, interview, script, edit, sound design, promote, and so on. And in recent months, I've been getting some help from my wonderful friends and colleagues at Headstuff, but the vast majority of what goes into each episode is just me. And I've been finding it harder and harder to dedicate the time needed to make each episode as good as I want it to be and as good as it should be. I still love making this show and I still want to continue making it for lots of reasons. It's an excuse to read great books and to chat to fascinating people. I love trying out new ideas, and it's a challenge to come up with various and always more time-consuming ways to make the editing and sound design that little bit different. And it's just so incredibly nice when a listener says something great about the show on social media or gets in touch by email or even after a live show. And I definitely want to do another live show at some point soon as well. So there will definitely be more Words to That Effect, but I think I need to take a little bit of a break to regroup, have a think about the best way to consistently make episodes and to make sure I don't fall out of love with it. Because ultimately, this is a passion project. If it stops becoming fun, the episodes just aren't going to be enjoyable for me to make or for you to listen to them. Another reason things have slowed down a bit is that I've had two other projects on the go, both literature and podcast related, which you'll be glad to hear. The first is a new edition of Arthur Conan Doyle's The Last World and The Poison Belt with MIT Press, for which I have written the introduction. Quite excited about that. It'll be out next year. And then the other is an audio drama that I'm currently writing. It's still quite far from complete, but I've really been enjoying the challenge of doing something completely new. I'm hoping if you're a fan of this show, you'll like the audio drama too. So more on that in due course. For now, though, I've been trying to devote some of my time to that as well. So I guess all of this is to say thank you for listening to Words to That Effect. There will be lots more episodes out once I can properly dedicate some more time to it. I hope to post a few shorter bits and pieces on here and on the bonus feed for Headstuff Plus members. And if you're relatively new to the show, there are 60 other episodes out there, all evergreen classics. And episode 60 seemed like a nice point to take a little pause. I'll check back in when I've got another update, but in the meantime, watch this space. But maybe not all the time. Like, you don't need to refresh the feed hourly. I'd say daily is probably fine. Maybe 3 times a day to be on the safe side. Thanks for listening.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.